And U.S. Senator Martha McSally, Republican of Arizona, revealed to colleagues in the Senate Armed Services Committee that she was raped by a superior officer while in the U.S. Air Force. She made the statement to witnesses testifying about sexual assault in the military, referring to herself as a survivor who also did not trust the system to take her seriously.
Like you, I am also a military sexual assault survivor. But unlike so many brave survivors, I didn't report being sexually assaulted. Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. And I thought I was strong, but felt powerless. The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer. I stayed silent for many years, but later in my career, as the military grappled with scandals and their wholly inadequate responses, I felt the need to let some people know I too was a survivor. I was horrified at how my attempt to share generally my experiences were handled. I almost separated from the Air Force at 18 years over my despair. Like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again. But I didn't quit. I decided to stay and continue to serve and fight and lead, to be a voice from within the ranks for women, and then in the House, and now in the Senate. So this is personal for me too, but it's personal from two perspectives. As a commander who led my airmen into combat and as a survivor of rape and betrayal, I share the disgust of the failures of the military system and many commanders who failed in their responsibilities. But it's for this very reason that we must demand that commanders stay at the center of the solution and live up to the moral and legal responsibilities that come with being a commander. We must fix those distortions in the culture of our military that permit sexual harm towards women, and yes, some men as well. We must educate, select, and then further educate commanders who want to do the right thing, but who are naive to the realities of sexual assault. We must ensure that all commanders are trained and empowered to take legal action, prosecute fairly, and rid perpetrators from our ranks. And if the commander is the problem or fails in his or her duties, they must be removed and held harshly accountable. I don't take this position lightly. It's been framed often that some people are advocating for the victims while others are advocating for the command chain or the military establishment. This is clearly a false choice. There are many commanders who would welcome taking this responsibility off their plate. Those are the very commanders we don't want leading our troops. We cannot command change from the outside alone. It must be deployed from within. It must be built and constantly maintained and expertly managed by commanders who are themselves educated, conditioned, and given the tools to ensure what you survived and what I survived happens to no warrior under their command. To that end, I very strongly believe that the commander must not be removed from the decision-making responsibility of preventing, detecting, and prosecuting military sexual assault. We are survivors together, and I'm honored to be here and use my voice and unique experience to work on this mission and stop military sexual assault for good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator McSally was the first woman to fly a combat mission for the United States Air Force while stationed in Afghanistan.